In the US, Democrats are moving rapidly with their impeachment inquiry and have warned they'll bring obstruction of justice charges against officials that impede it. It's prompted a furious response from the president. He's tweeted, and I'm quoting here, "It's bullshit." The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has revealed he was listening in on the phone call with Ukraine's president that sparked this crisis. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
Finland is a happy country. He's a happy leader too.
That may be so, but the President of the United States is far from a happy man. Mr. Trump lashed the Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff. He appeared to say he wasn't fit to carry the jockstrap of his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has been subpoenaed by the inquiry.
He should resign from office in disgrace, and frankly, they should look at him for treason, because he is making up the words of the President of the United States. Not only words, but the meaning, and it's a disgrace.
The president also says his call with his Ukrainian counterpart, in which he asked for an investigation of his political rival Joe Biden, revealed his tender side.
In fact, Lindsey Graham said, "I didn't know you could be so nice." There was no quid pro quo. Remember before they said, the only reason I put that out, and I did it with the approval of Ukraine, by the way, otherwise I couldn't have done it, was because the whistleblower was so dishonest.
On a visit to the Holy See, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo could see or hear no evil either. He revealed he was listening in on the call with Ukraine's president, but didn't answer questions about whether it was appropriate.
As for was I on the phone call, I was on the phone call. The phone call was in the context of, now I guess I've been the Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half.
Good morning, everyone.
Back in Washington, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff warned of consequences if Mr. Pompeo doesn't comply with their subpoena and deposition requests.
We are concerned that the White House will attempt to stonewall our investigation, much as they have stonewalled other committees in the past. It's why I say the White House needs to understand that any action like that, that forces us to litigate or have to consider litigation, will be considered further evidence of obstruction of justice.
The White House is also likely to be subpoenaed. Unlike the Mueller probe, Democrats are racing to move as quickly as possible. Congressman Schiff also appeared to rule out the president's request to meet with the whistleblower, suggesting that could be dangerous.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
Despite the fierce rhetoric, there's been little in the way of new revelations that would aid the Democratic dash for impeachment. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.